I'm just trying to light up for you. No. That was work. No, 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 it's okay. Just come here, please. I missed you. I don't care if you're still in work clothes. Come here. We live together and I barely see you. Come here. I know work's been tough for you. I wanted to wait up. I guess I'm so tired that I couldn't do it. You're warm. I don't need an electric blanket. I have you. Okay. You okay? I want to know about your day. Tell me all about it. Well, either way, if I fall asleep to your voice, it's because it's so soothing. And not because whatever you say is boring. Yeah. Maybe that sounds fair. Personally, I wouldn't do that. But you know, you know me. A bit anal about that kind of stuff. Make sure everything's, you know, set and done and, you know, everything's in a certain way. But that's just me. Well, at least they're putting, you know, their faith in you. And you get to show off, you know, what you can do. And that you've been jonesing for that promotion. It'd be nice. I don't really mind. So long as you come home to me. And I get to hold you. And cuddle you. Because I really missed this. Yeah, I had to turn the heater on. It was starting to get really cold. I'm not going to start sleeping with clothes on. They're uncomfortable and they're weird. Yeah, but that's only because I'm awake when I wear clothes. I'm sleeping and I have clothes, it's different. It's like confined and constricted. And I mean, it also means easy access for morning sex. I'm kidding. Not really. I'm just so glad you're home. I know how much this has taken out of you. And I mean, I tried to be awake. I guess it didn't work, huh? I made dinner. Did you see that? It's a new recipe I'm trying out. Yeah, I found that the beef was a little oily. I think it's just like the amount of fat and grease that's actually in the beef mince. So I used turkey instead, and it's a lot leaner, so it's a little bit cleaner for the lasagna. I used a bechamel sauce. That's just a fancy term for like white sauce. I don't mind playing homemaker, you know that. I don't mind having you come home to like a hot meal and your shoulder rub and kisses and stuff. As long as I get my cuddles at the end of the night, I'm good. Tell me more about your day. What happened that you were so late? Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound right. I mean, shouldn't the maintenance guy fix that? That's not your job. That's what the maintenance guy's for, right? Yeah. Well, that sucks. Well, I mean, so long as, you know, so long as at the end of the day everything was fixed. You've been using your old bag again. What happened to your new one? I told you it wouldn't fit everything. It does look nice though. It really does go with your personality. Maybe we can use that one, you know. I guess for like other occasions. Maybe there can be the diaper bag when we have kids. I'm kidding. We're not even married yet. It's okay. Don't freak out. It's okay. Where are you going? Just take your clothes off and come to bed. I can't see anything. I'm too tired. There we go. See, isn't that so nice? It's freaking out. Okay. See, now I can properly sleep. Oh no, that was just a nap. I can't properly sleep until I know that you're home. And you're safe. And you're with me. I'm really glad you're with me. Good night. I'll make you something in the morning for breakfast. Your sister brought by a waffle maker that she can't work, so guess who's making waffles tomorrow morning? Okay. Fairly sure we still have like honey or maple syrup somewhere, so should be alright. Yeah, if you want bacon, I can cook bacon. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sleepy. Okay. I love you. I love you so much.